one courthouse.
Yeah.
No, that old green courthouse. And then the year we was there, they built another.
Yeah.
Started about 2 years to finish. And doggone if they haven't got another one, man. I've seen three courthouses there.
Yeah, in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure have got another one then.
But boy, that town grew, man.
Yeah, it has. You were there from when you were about, did you live in Austin until you were 13, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you moved to Chalwar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you were there until you were about, what, 16 or something?
Yeah, I think I came back here about 16.
Came back to Austin.
I went to work Wells. American Express Company in Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh.
And we had a farm out there. We was farmed out there.
Oh, out Chalwar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you raise?
Everything.
No kidding.
We raised feed out there. Lots of feed.
Yeah.
Cattle.
What'd you think about those sandstorms?
I think they're terrible. One of them put me... Everybody had a storm house, you know, a cellar.
Yeah.
In the ground. I remember one time one of them little blue noses come in there and I had to go north, out the door to the north to get to the cellar door.
Yeah.
I had to crawl like blow my hair out. Man, I'll tell you.
Well, describe Blue Norther for me. What happened to me in Blue Norther?
Well, that's what they used to call them. They'd come in there when the laws hit town, you know, and they would be, you think there's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they'd come in from the west, from Lubbock,
yeah.
Northwest, every time.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
And there's all that starch, you know, and it'd be a light place, it looked like it would be 10 feet wide. Of course, it's way, good ways off.
Yeah.
But the way it would hit, man, it sure would shake things up.
Yeah, did it get cold or?
Yeah. And prairie dogs, we had lots of them.
Yeah. Well, tell me, does Blue Norther hit in what time of year? Blue
About September.
Yeah.
Out there sometimes. But listen, we call them Blue Northers, but that's when they get cold. But they have them Northers every day.
Yeah.
Them winds, you know.
Yeah.
Not every day, but a lot of people trade land out there, don't they?
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
And tumbleweeds, sand.
You see all of New Mexico coming across yeah. there sometimes.
From real red. You yes. know it's coming out of Mexico.
Right. That's right. Oh, that's terrible. I hated it. The weather there is worse than any place in the whole world. Where was your father from?
Arkansas.
You know where in Arkansas?
El Dorado. He originally, I think, old man was born. Well, that's all right. That's close enough.
Is that close? Is he was born right around there?
Tennessee.
Oh, your father was from Tennessee? Is
yeah.
that original?
He originally came from Tennessee.
Okay.
I can find it. Mother, too.
Do you know where in Tennessee your father's from?
No, I don't.
Okay, and your mother's from Tennessee, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where?
No.
What'd your father do?
He was a mechanic, a carpenter, farmer. Long time, he can do anything good. We got some landmarks around here that people would be proud of.
No kidding.
Yeah. You take that old wooden place out there.
Yeah?
You know where it's at?
No, where's it?
On the 19th and Rio Grande.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's right at the house there now.
Mm-hmm.
That old man worked on that.
No kidding.
J.C. Miller owned up on it. They took that store down. It burnt down.
Yeah.
There. Well, that's some of the marks that he worked on.
Huh.
They stayed up there.
Yeah. Really sturdy things, huh?
Mm-hmm.